Blog Talk Radio.
We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing. We will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With our mouths will we make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With our mouth will we make known thy faithfulness to all generations. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is with grateful heart that we come on this morning to say thank you for another day. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercies. Thank you for provisions. Thank you for protection. Thank you for life. Thanking you for health. Thanking you for salvation. Thanking you for making a way out of no way, Father God. Thanking you for Jesus. Thanking you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thanking you for a host of angels. Thanking you for the word of your power, the power of your word. Father God, we come to say thank you, Father God, for a roof over our head, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, food on our tables. Thank you for all the amenities of life. Thank you for what we have. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for being COVID-free, Father God. And even if it was able to touch us, we survived it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for we shall live and not die and declare the words of the Lord. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day that you have blessed us with. Father God, we thank you for it. We give the day back to you. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our ministries, our churches, Father God, for fellowship. Father God, we bless you, Father God, for all these things, for every good and perfect gift coming from above. Father God, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for 11 years and still rolling, still rocking and rolling in your kingdom, Father God. Hallelujah. With your divine protection and fortitude to keep on keeping on. So, Father God, we come to say thank you for this Praise Wednesday. Father God, thank you for the reading coming forth. Thank you for the testimony coming forth. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for just another morning that we can wake up, Father God. Many went to bed last night, didn't wake up this morning, but we are up and we have risen. We are rising and we are shining to give you the glory, hallelujah, because we are soldiers in your army and in your kingdom. And we thank you, Father, for the training for reigning. We say thank you. We say thank you over and over again. So, Father, have your way. You're the potter. We're the clay. Thank you for this gift. Father God, time is a gift. Every day that you give us is a gift. Help us not to squander it, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we say thank you. And we bless you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 133 reads, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down from upon the beard, Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen and amen. Morning, 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 morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing, and this another day that the Lord he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. TGIF, today God is first. We come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to welcome everybody under the sound of my voice. If this is your first time, please do not let it be your last time. Glory be to God. We greet our brethren and sister with a holy kiss on this morning, our ministry family, to say welcome back, amen, to another day that God has given us to fellowship, another day that we can meet at the breakfast table, amen, and be served, amen, the breakfast for champions. The Lord prepares a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies, amen, and we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host, your kingdom coach on this morning. A pleasure, amen, hallelujah, to be in the Lord's service one more day, amen, hallelujah, and to God be praise, hallelujah, to God be praise, hallelujah, and to God be glory, and to God be the honor. All right, all right, all right, amen, we want to, amen, kick it off this morning. Well, we've already kicked it off. Amen. Hallelujah. And we bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to, amen, continue this morning. Amen. We have a testimony that's going to be shared with us today. Amen. Hallelujah. We look forward, amen, to hearing that. Before I introduce her, we want to have a reading, amen, by the poet who didn't know it, but she know it now, amen, glory be to God. So we want to begin with our minister, Joanne Thurman, amen, out in Philadelphia, amen, glory be to God. And that's all I'm going to say on that, amen. I don't want to share her testimony, I'm going to share her own testimony as she comes to, amen, share a reading with us on this morning. God bless you. Minister Joanne, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yes, thank you for that scripture. Glory, hallelujah. He demands the blessings in our life, and are we glad about it?
Amen.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to read a poem that I wrote after our 10 o'clock prayer the other evening, when God gave me that revelation, which I did share with you, Pastor. If Only One is my first poem, and then I'm going to go and I'll explain the second poem after I read that. If Only One, if Only One comes and turns his head, if Only One comes to the Lord that I've led, then I know I'm doing the right thing. I'll always serve you, Lord, my King. If only one person will change their mind and choose you, Lord, for this special time, if one will change their mind, things will be fine. One plants, one waters, you add the increase. One prayer, one blessing, one word we seek. If we all do one, the numbers will increase. Each one to help one in the Lord to seek. If I could just help one in this journey, showing them, Lord, that you are the key, changing one heart to worship you, letting them know You are their dream come true. One soul to win for you, my Lord. To do your will is what I'm charged. So if I can just reach one to touch and to agree, Lord, you'll do the rest. You know what's best for me. Don't let me get weary, worn, or sad. But you're in my heart. My soul is glad. So I'll tell one so that one will know living for you is the only way to go. If just one get this message to live for you, through my voice learn to God be true, to have their soul saved and their life renewed. It's all for your glory, Lord, all for your good. Now, this second poem sort of goes with like with what Pastor's been preaching, and I really loved her message yesterday, God cares. When we're down and out and don't know what to do, God cares. But glory be to God, we're not lost, we're found. And that's the name of the poem. I'm not lost, I'm found. Through the darkness searching for the light. Everything looks dim, nothing seems bright. I'm searching with my hands outstretched, entwined in confusion's net, blinded by a sense of self, not having any sense of wealth, feeling worthless with no hope or help. This is the lowest I've ever felt. I'm lost, entwangled in this mess. I wonder how I got like this. I've looked high and I've looked low, but it seems like everywhere I go, all I find is darkness. I have to get out of this distress. Where's the light that I see? Lord, I want to, but I'm so weak to go in the direction of your voice. I need you to help me make the right choice. Ahead, I see a beacon of light shining through the darkness of this lonely night. The light of this world is bidding me come, bidding me safely from where I've come from. The muck and the miry, it's been so hard, but now I'll find safety with you, Lord. I'm not lost. I'm found. I thought I was down for the count, knocked out by life's terrible blows. It was that desirable fount that showed me the way to go. That beacon of light, it gave me sight, kept drawing me. So close to it I came. I lifted my head and I shouted, I came in Jesus' name. That light, it overwhelmed me. It filled my soul complete. That heavy darkness dwelt within. I laid it at his feet. I'm not lost no more. I'm found. I am no longer bound. I'm free to soar through skies, to have life eternally. Dark days are over. They all are gone. And now I am not alone. I am not lost. I'm found.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah, peace and grace.
And grace and peace be multiplied. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For those two lovely readings on this morning. If only one. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm not lost. I am found. Amen. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get an autographed copy of your book, amen, this month, next month, amen, whenever it's ready.
Well,
amen. If you would like to share with the audience just the name of your book, amen, so we can, amen, keep an eye out in the bookstores, et cetera, et cetera, amen.
Thank you. The
God
name
bless
of my book
you.
Is... Your Leading Lady is Deaf, A Widow's Collections of Poems. And they did get in touch with me that it should be delivered by the 20th. So I'm being patient because it's their busy season because we're going into the holidays. I don't know why this poem has touched me. I'm overwhelmed by that poem because I'm not lost. Glory be to God. He changed me, lifted me. So I can shout hallelujah today because God is so good. He's so good. He answers prayers. He cares. So. And of course, again, I'm going to thank you, Pastor, for giving me the opportunity to speak and just give God glory for how he's using you to touch us and to help keeping us, to guiding us and keeping us persevering and striving and making it through each day. It seemed like you preached that just for me. Message was just for me, that God cares. And I really appreciate you and this ministry. And that's all I have to say.
Amen.
Peace and grace.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Beth, thank you. We appreciate that. I knew in my spirit yesterday that message was especially for somebody. I didn't know who. Amen. But thank you for sharing. Amen. That person was you. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Have an awesome and awesome day. Amen. And know you are not lost. You are found. Amen. And we thank God for Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. That's Minister Joanne Thurman. Glory be to God, as she said. Amen. Her book, The Leading Lady, amen, will, amen, be available in a couple more weeks. Amen. Hallelujah. Collection of poetry. And I can't wait, amen, to get my autographed copy. Amen. And so we bless the name, amen, of Jesus. Amen. All right. At this time, amen, coming to us all the way, amen, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, amen. And our first time to introduce her on in the ministry under this particular name. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for this young lady. Amen. I've known her for, I don't know how far we go back, maybe 30 years, 25 years, 30 years. I have to count. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, it doesn't seem that long. Amen. She definitely is a friend. Amen. She is a woman of commitment. The apostle, amen, before the Lord took Apostle Turner home, he said that she's the type of person that will go down on a sinking ship. Amen. And my God, that's exactly who she is. When she's in, she's in. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for her love for God. Amen. Her love for the kingdom, her commitment to serve. Amen. Untiredly. Glory be to God. She is a real estate tycoon. Amen. Glory be to God. If you need a house, amen, need to buy a house, sell a house, rent a house, whatever you need to do, you need to give her a call. And she'll take care of you. Amen. She has years and years of experience. Amen. Matter of fact, I taught her well. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm talking about none other this morning. Amen. For the first time in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, we get to introduce Mrs. Amen. Valerie Carte Powell. Amen. Glory be to God. United in holy matrimony about 2 weeks ago, something like that. Amen. Glory be to God. And she is here this morning, amen, to share a testimony of encouragement with the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We want to thank her husband for allowing her, amen, to get up this hour. Amen. Glory be to God. I mean, you know me, they just tied the knot. And then here she is, 6 in the morning with us. Amen. So we want to thank Brother Gary for allowing his wife, amen, to come, amen, and to serve on this morning. Amen. So at this time, I want to introduce to some, present to others for the first time, Mrs. Valerie Carte Powell, in Jesus' name. God bless you, Elder. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor Bradford, I am.
All right. Thank you for being there, and the floor is yours.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Bradford. Good morning, each and every one. Thank you for this opportunity also to share my testimony. And for Minister Thurman, those poems, they were beautiful. And I'm here to say that Jesus cares. I know he cares. And as the songwriter said, his heart is touched with our griefs and everything else, not just our griefs, but everything about us. God cares about us. He cares about the very hair on our head. So, and I'm living proof to that. And pertaining to my testimony and my marriage, if he did not care, then I wouldn't have this testimony to share with you today. So I am here to share how I met my husband. That might be a title for a book, How I Met My Husband. Minister Thurman can write a poem on that. Praise the Lord. Anyhow, my husband, his name is Gary Powell, and I met him 2 years ago. How I did, I went to the supermarket to do someone a favor, to drop them off to get something for their breakfast. And while I was there, I sat in my car and just waiting for her to come back, making some phone calls, doing some things like I do always. And here was this young man sitting in the car at ShopRite's parking lot, doing the same thing, waiting for somebody. And lo and behold, our eyes met. Or he saw me pretty much. I didn't see him. And we were there for a while. And when I got out the car, he called to me. He says, hello. Being the polite person that I am, I said hello and kept walking. He said, it's a nice day. I said, yes. And I kept walking. He said something else to me, and I continue walking, acknowledge what he said, and continue walking. By then, I've gone past him, walked behind his car, and continuing my way into the supermarket. And then he said to me, yes, man. And the way how he said, yes, man, it was with a determination, it was with a push, and it was with an accent. It was with a Jamaican accent, and I'm Jamaican, so when he said Yemen, I realized exactly that he was a Jamaican. So that brief little statement, it stopped me in my track right away, and I stopped, and I reversed, and I said, hi, you're a Jamaican, and he said, yes, he is. And then we start talking. Like you'd ask me, you know, where in Jamaica you're from, and I told him, and then I asked, where in Jamaica you from, and he told me. The funny thing about this old meeting is that we are from the same place in Jamaica, in Kingston. The community in which he lives in is right across from the community in where I live. One street separates us, a main street, like a Broad Street, a Cheltenham Avenue, separated us. More say Cheltenham Avenue. It would be like he's in Elkins Park and I'm in Philadelphia. He's in Melrose Park and I'm in Melrose Park Garden. That is how close we were to each other. And when he told me where he's from, I said, I went to church over in your area. He said, what church did you go to? I said, Duane Park Gospel Assembly. He said, I went to Duane Park Gospel Assembly too. And I'm like, really? And he said, yes. And he said, I went to, we have one of this well-known high school in Jamaica, boys' school. He said, I went to JC College. I said, oh, my nephews go to JC College. And we continued talking like that. And we found out that we have so much in common. And right away, it seems as if I know this person, you know, because we share so much in common. And he did ask me, you know, what I was doing here in the parking lot in at that time. So I told him I'm in real estate. And he said, oh, I'm looking for a house to buy. I said, well, you are with the right person. And I gave him my card, and we left. And he said, okay, I'll call you. I said, okay. Lo and behold, we left. We left each other. Within 10, 15 minutes of we saying our goodbyes, I received a phone call, and it was Gary. And Gary said, I'm looking, jokingly said, I'm looking for a dollar house. Do you have any? So I laughed. And the next sentence was, I'm going to pick up my daughter from school. Do you have any children? And for those who know me and know of my story, you know that I have one child, one son. And he passed away like 2017, 2018, 2019. He passed away like 2 years from the time that I met Gary, 1 to 2 years. And when he asked me that question, it was like something, it was like I was stumped. I was taken aback. He took me by surprise when he asked me that question. And I stopped for a minute, and I did not answer. And when I did, I said, I had a son. And he was just so caring. He was so, right away, he was like, I'm so sorry. You know, I am sorry. And he just so sympathetic towards me when he heard what I said. And brethren, pastor, I don't know what happened, but at that moment, it's like a reservoir burst inside of me, and the tears just come flowing from my eyes, and I sat there in silence, and I could not talk, you know, tears just. The tears wouldn't stop. I'm like, I'm sorry, you know, I don't mean to do this. And he was like, oh, that's okay. I'm like, this never happened to me before. And I'm like, he's been, it's okay, it's okay. And I just start crying. And this went on for probably a good 2 or 3 minutes. It seems like eternity at the time. So we parted. And I went into my office, and 5 minutes after, he called back again to find out if I'm okay. Are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. And, you know, we start talking. And shortly after, I left to go home, and that was that. Now, after finishing my conversation with Gary, I was telling everybody, my coworkers that I was with, I said, I found a boyfriend, and something about me meeting Gary, something about my spirit, everyone I talk to, if I get a phone call, hi, how are you? I found a boyfriend. And this went on for that entire day. How are you? I found a boyfriend. And that's all I could say. I found a boyfriend. How are you? I found a boyfriend. So not knowing that this was going to be my husband, jokingly, and the reason why I said that, I was saying that this man, I have not met this man before. In the loss of my son, I learned how to be strong. I learned how to be tough. I learned how to protect my feeling. I learned how to walk with this mask over myself and pretend as if everything is okay. When I come home, as the songwriter says, I think it was Mary Mary, she said, you don't know how I feel. You don't know what I go through, that you look at me and everything is okay. But when I get home and I go behind closed doors, you know, then that's when you let go of yourself. And that was the type of life that I lived, you know, after the death of my son. So to me, I was saying this person, I've never met anyone that within seconds, within minutes, just made me cry. It must be something special about this man that makes me cry. So to cut a long story short, this is what was happening. And even going to that following week, I just saying, I found a boyfriend. As I go along, and I just kept telling everyone I found a boyfriend. So the following day, I went home. The following day, he called me again. This happened on a Friday morning, Friday afternoon. The following day, he called me, which was Saturday morning. And, you know, he said a few more words to me. And I kept crying again. I thought I was okay. He was like, "Are you fine?" I said, "Yes, I'm okay." And then he said one more word to me again, and the tears came. I'm like, you know, I don't know where these tears coming from, but this is what is taking place with me right now. And we cried. And we talked on the phone for a good 2 weeks without seeing each other. I don't even remember what he looks like. I just remember our conversation. I remember the upper part of his body, and that's about it. And we talk, and every conversation that we have, it was about my son, Damien. And this goes on for about as a matter of fact, it went on for the entire time, probably I would say about a month, 2 months. When we talk, our conversation, it was about my son. And not knowing that our relationship would go this far, but as a matter of fact, it was exactly, now that I'm giving my testimony, it's exactly like 2 years from today's date, from today's time that I met Gary. And I talked with him. It was in September we met. October was my son's birthday, October 10th. We decided to go to, it was my son's birthday. And would you believe me that Gary took me out for lunch that day, and together we went to put a flowers on my son's tomb. And he came with me, and I kept saying to myself, you're dating, you're going out for the first time, and this is where you go, you know, to the graveside. And he was very reverent. He talked to me about my son. He was like, tell me about Damien that day at the table. And I told him everything about Damien. And I laugh, I cry, I laugh, I cry. And we went over to visit. And that was just a miracle in itself. That was the first time I'm going back to the graveside by myself. But the car just took me right there as if it knew where I was going. And he was very reverent. He gave me my time with him. And, you know, we left and we came home. That was a miracle in itself. Needless to say, our entire meeting or entire conversation just have me to think that this was not just mere coincidence. God was doing something behind the scene. This was actually supposed to be the man that I am now married to. So it is significant that I met him at a supermarket. I might say I met him at a supermarket or in the supermarket parking lot, and just listening to my conversation, you might be thinking, oh, a supermarket parking lot. But what is significant about that supermarket, ShopRite supermarket parking lot, is that I'm always doing missionary assignments, missionary duties, and I'll be taking individuals to the supermarket, to ShopRite supermarket, on occasion, several times every week. And I'd sit in that parking lot waiting for whoever it is that I take to the supermarket. Up to the time when I met Gary, I was doing a missionary assignment, taking somebody to the supermarket. And it was at that supermarket, it was at that place that God sees fit to take Gary that morning. It is the place of my assignment. I'm mentioning that to say that it doesn't matter where you, if God is providing somebody for you, in this case a husband, it doesn't matter where you will meet him. You'll meet him in the strangest place. And in my situation, I'm always doing for others. And it is in that place, it is in that area that God met me and bring to me my now husband. So that is how we met. There is so much, we have so much in common. And we have so much in common. And God couldn't find a better person for me. And a lot of things come in between, including COVID and my sickness. I got COVID. I was diagnosed with high blood sugar, 1184, and still walking around. That was a miracle in itself. And through it all, he kept me. And through it all, Gary did not leave my side at all. He, you know, talked with me, walked me through my sickness. And I realized that, if anything, this is a time when you're talking to somebody, this is a time when they pack their bags and they just locked shop and said, okay, I'll see you later, but he did not. And that was one of the reasons, that was one of the signs that tells me that this is a man to keep, and God is actually doing something in our lives. So that's how I met my husband. I don't know if I'm leaving out anything, but during the 2 years that I know him, it was just the 2 years of miracles and experience, and God talking to me, God using me, God, you know, using him as well, and in ways that we don't even know. But coming to when we decide to get married, it wasn't anything big. We just know that it was time. And as I said, after going through, you know, just life-changing scenarios, we decided to get married. We wanted to do it like early in August or early even in July, but I found out that I have to do counseling first, which takes took about 6 or 8 weeks. Okay, so we had to push it back. So, okay, let's do it in August. Then the timing wasn't available for everything to come together. So, okay, let's do it in September. All right, the only day that was available in September was anytime after September the 18th. And the only day that would be available is September 25th, 24th or 25th. Okay, let's go with September 25th. Oh, I'm sorry, that day has just been taken. So we'll do it on September 24th, which was a Friday. It's not anything big, and it was planned within a short period of time. And only to find out that the date and the time that the wedding was pushed back and the timing, it was the exact time that I met Gary 2 years ago. So we got married exactly 2 years to the date that we met. So that's something, again, that God, we know that God is in it. Does he care? Yes, he cares. My wedding itself was a miracle indeed. From everything that you know a bride wears, that was gifted to me from the crown on my head all the way down to the shoe on my feet. It was gifted to me. Friends, close friends, people just come to me. God said, I have to buy you your dress. Your wedding dress. I'm like, you know, your wedding dress, you should buy your wedding dress, not anyone gifting it to you. And I ignore the voice and ignore the person, but they kept coming back. You know, when are you going to get your dress? The Lord said I should get you your dress. So I was like, okay, Lord, my dress was given to me. As I said, everything from the crown of my head all the way to the sole of my feet was gifted to me. My makeup, my hairdo, my everything that I had on, it did not cost me a cent. I'd say God did it. The location, everything just came together just like that within 2 weeks. And I know that God cares. God was in it. God has provided me with a wonderful husband. And the day of my wedding, where I got married, there was a convention taking place at the same night in the same hotel. And being the person that I am, and the man, not just me, but being the man that my Gary is, he did not, on our wedding night, he did not prevent me from going to the convention that night, the night of my wedding. We were there at the church, just praising God, worshiping God, and thanking God for what he has done in my life, in presenting to me my husband. So that was a time for us to go back and to say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done. And there is so much more that God has been doing in our lives. My life has been turned around like 100%. And I just want to thank everyone. Am I missing anything? I just want to thank everyone for supporting me, for being there with me and celebrating with me upon my newfound happiness. And, you know, there's so much more, but that's it for today. That's it for this morning. Pastor Bradford, thank you for having me to share this.
And thank you for sharing, Mrs. Powell, Carte Powell. Amen. What a story. All right, women, don't rush out to the supermarket today, okay? Don't be hanging out at ShopRite. Amen. Glory be to God. But you know what? The beautiful part about this, her story, is that when you stay faithful to your assignment, when you're seeking first the kingdom of God, here she is doing for other people, taking other people to the supermarket. See, in the midst of her busy schedule, see, she's working while they're shopping, you know what I mean? But God is blessing her, see, and God did bless her. And he who findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. Amen. We are so, so happy, amen, for our sister Valerie and brother Gary, amen, and their newfound love and bliss, and amen, to God be the glory, to death do your part. Amen. And we know that great things are in store, amen, for the two of you. So thank you so much, amen, for sharing that. Amen. And we hope, you know what weddings do to us, glory be to God. So we hope that's stirring up something, amen, and some of you, amen. And everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody, amen. So look, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Valerie was found in ShopRite. You may be found in Acme. Beloved, amen. I'm going to tell you what Bishop Lambert says. Just make sure you're findable. See, because you never know. See, her and Gary met in a second. See, you just keep, he said, just make sure you're findable. Always look your best. Always look your best. I'm telling you, just like my mother, Pastor Westfield, she would get up. I said, where you going? I'm going to the supermarket. Why you all dressed up like that? But that's just how she does. That's who she is. Always look your best, ladies. Always look your best. Take time. Amen. Put a little makeup on, whatever. Comb your hair. You know, squirt a little body lotion on. Always look your best. Take time to iron your clothes. Come on now. Glory be to God. Huh? Maybe you can find, when you put your mask on, maybe you can match your outfit. Always look your best, because it only takes 1 minute to be discovered, as we have found out in Valerie's testimony on today. Isn't that beautiful? And that all ties in. Thank you, Sister Valerie, and thank you, Sister Joanne. That all ties in with yesterday's message. Yes, God cares. God cares. God cares. God cares that, you know what I mean? God saw this Elder Valerie. Elder Valerie had waited a long time. She waited a long time, but she waited. Cares, regardless of what your situation is, God cares. Amen. And so this is just a beautiful testimony. Beautiful testimony. Amen. And I was talking with Sister Pat, and we just sat there and laughed, amen, about that shot right. I said, where you going, Sister Pat? She said, I think I'm going to shop right. Oh, boy, I tell you, the joy of the Lord. Amen, the joy of the Lord. Amen. So that's our, amen, the testimony on today. Wasn't that beautiful, saints? Amen, that is beautiful. Amen, hallelujah. And as she said, it was small. Amen, but we was represented there. Amen, glory be to God. Thank God that I had an opportunity to witness that, amen, and to God be praised, amen. So for those of you, amen, who, amen, need to want to send her some wishes or send her a card or whatever, amen, glory be to God, just reach out to, y'all know how to reach me. I'll send you, somebody asked me for her information yesterday. I just gave her the information. This is how you reach her, all right? And so we bless you. All right, all right, all right. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Amen. Girl, I tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? I don't know. Look, Valerie, me and you been friends too long now. Me and you been too friends too long. So, look, I guess I might as well come on step with you. Oh, glory be to God. We can't do no threesome, so look here. I might as well get my husband, and then, you know, we can just double up and go on double dates and stuff like that, huh? Ah, glory be to God. Soon and very soon. Amen. Soon and very soon. Amen. The thing is this, beloved, if you're married or if you're single, amen, you got to be happy. And you got to be content. Amen. Marriage is two whole people coming together. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to be married. If you're not, you got to be content. If you're not content being single, as Elder Valerie was for all those years, you won't be content being married. All right? And we're going to be doing some marriage seminars and family seminars, amen, with Brother Charles and some other people. We're working on that now. All right. So, all right, that's it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Remember, saints, amen, that the prayer summit is coming up. Amen. The end of this month. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I think I might have found a building for our celebration. It's big enough. Amen. Where we can social distance and still have fun. So I'm working on that. And so much going on. I just recertified for Medicare. I just recertified. Anybody with a red, white, and blue card, let them know that your pastor, amen, you need to, they need to talk to me for open enrollment. Open enrollment. Open enrollment. Okay? Open enrollment starts Friday and you got to December the 7th. Amen. Medicare people, amen. I just recertified. I'll be reaching out to some of you, my past clients, and checking up on you. Make sure that you're aware of all the new things that's happening in the Medicare world. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. I think I'm going to take advantage of these 8 weeks. Amen. Why? Because the ministry needs the money. The ministry needs the money. And open enrollment is only for 8 weeks. And I think I need to jump out there as the lead, Lord lead me, because the ministry needs the money. Amen. Glory be to God. Because God knows what's in my heart that I want to do for our celebration and for all the partners here. Amen. And so if it'll pay for that, if Medicare pay for what I want to do, what's in my heart to do for our 11th anniversary, I'll be so happy in Jesus' name. All right. Amen. That's it for the day. We'll be back at 12 o'clock. Amen. For our 12 o'clock prayer. Back tonight at 8 o'clock. Amen. For our Wednesday night Bible study. And we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Again, thank you so much. Minister Joanne, for those two lovely poems, amen, and thank you, Elder Carte, for sharing a portion of your love story, amen, with Brother Gary, amen, in Jesus' name. All right, feel like it's something else I was supposed to say, I can't think right now, amen, hallelujah, but it'll come to me, amen, it'll come to me, amen. Father God, we bless you. We say thank you. We magnify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the love story. Thank you for her love story, Father God, because we think about her love story, Father God. We think about our love story, how Gary found Valerie and how you found us. Oh, my God. As Sister Joanne said, we once was lost. Hallelujah. But now we're found. Because of that great love story. Father God, thank you. Thank you for the love of God. Thank you. Father God, bless Valerie. Bless Gary. May no person place them asunder, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And may their love continue to grow and to bond. And Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your approval of this marriage coming together. Thank you. Thank you for Sister Joanne, Father. We can't wait to see them books, Father God. Oh, my God. We're so proud of this woman. She did it. She did it. She did it. She didn't just talk about it. She did it. Hallelujah. We want to thank God that now the world will get an opportunity, Father God, to be blessed by the creative writing and the ability and the gifts that you have given this woman to communicate to the world through poetry. My God, what a blessing. Father God, we say thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice today, Father God. May we all not go to shop right at the same time.
His heavens had all the meat at ShopRite Supermarket at the same time. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you laugh and we laugh with you. Father God, we just want to say thank you for the marriages coming forth in this ministry. Thank you for the marriages coming forth in the ministry, Father God. And she got married and she's still serving. She's still serving Tuesday nights, Father God, prayer. Her husband gives her permission. No problem. Matter of fact, he was there himself on the call, Father God. Father God, that's how we know it's you. That's how we know it's you. She hasn't missed a beat, Father God, as she's bringing everything together. Bless their union, God. Bless our day. Help us not to be in the wrong place at the right time, Father. Our heart goes out to that UPS guy. The airplane fell right down on him. He was sitting in his truck doing his work. He was in the right place. But, Father God, he was there at the wrong time, Father God. Father God, we pray for his family. We pray for the devastation. We pray for him, Father God. Father God, that devastation, only two souls was lost, him and the pilot. But Father God, that's two souls down. We pray for comfort to his family, Father God. We have no idea what they're going through right now. Lift them up, God. Lift them up. Even the pilot's family, lift them up. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Help us. Order our steps. Lead us. Guide us. Direct us. Help us not to be in the wrong place at the right time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal this service. What a sweet service, Father. How good and how good it is for brethren to dwell together. God, we're not jealous of nobody or nothing. We are celebrating and honoring one another. You said, rejoice with those who do rejoice. Be happy with those who are happy. And so we say thank you, God. Thank you. Father, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. We seal this prayer by the blood, the word, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and prevent your falling from the presence of his glory, receiving joy to the only wise God, our Savior, glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and be gracious to you and smile upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a good day. All right. Meet you at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock when I get back from ShopRite. Y'all know I just like to have fun. But I do have to go to the supermarket today. It won't be ShopRite, but I do have to go to the supermarket today. Amen. Hallelujah. And then back tonight at 8 o'clock. Amen. For Bible study. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Bradford, study up.
Everything we need you to supply, you. control, and now we know that you made our way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, you made our way. And we're standing here only because you made our way. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made our way.
When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way.
And our backs were